From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. As Alabama voters head to the polls today for runoff elections, a new report reveals some of the state's biggest barriers to voting. The report finds these hurdles disproportionately affect the state's poor, minority, and rural populations. The study was almost 2 years in the making, long before the pandemic, and was recently published by the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. WBHM's Gigi Duban spoke with Jenny Carroll, who is chair of the Alabama State Advisory Committee.
So the big issue the report tackles is the issue of access to the ballot, and it tackles it in a variety of different ways. It considers things like requirements to vote, such as ID requirements or confirmation of registration requirements, but it also tackles more fundamental issues like where are polling places located, how does one go about acquiring IDs, and how much notice is provided to changes in voting procedures.
And from what you found, based on the information from voters who have experienced these sorts of things, is that the rules around voting, voter eligibility, aren't always clear.
Yeah, so I mean, there's definitely some confusion on what requirements exist, but there's also, I think, some barriers to actually achieving some of those requirements, even if you understand what exists. So we, for example, attempted to make contact with all the MVDs, which are in charge of, or the primary place rather, that one would get a voter ID, where you get your driver's license, your driver's license office. We also tried to track down information about distance between polling places and where people lived and what sorts of public transportation existed, what sorts of flexibility existed around polling hours. And in each of these instances, what we found was for the vast majority of people, it's not a terrifically onerous requirement once you figure out what the requirement is. But for people who are more marginal, these requirements and these procedures can actually be very complicated, and it can actually keep them from voting, or can be so discouraging that people don't even bother to register. And we heard that from voters, and that's what piqued the committee's concerns.
And how has the state responded to some of these findings?
Well, so there's different responses. So one response, the primary response from the Secretary of State's office in particular, has been that the goals of particularly voting requirements and restrictions on absentee balloting in Alabama are to prevent voter fraud. The problem with that argument is there's very little evidence that there is large-scale individual voter fraud in the state of Alabama. And in the alternative, there's very little evidence that the protections that the Secretary of State is pointing to actually prevents the type of fraud that he's claiming they're implemented to prevent. So you have a restriction that prevents some people from voting, but doesn't seem to provide the protection that the state claims was the impetus for creating in the first place.
One of the things that this report notes is that there just seems to be this lack of consistency across the state in terms of the people who are charged with managing elections at the local level. Why is that?
I mean, first of all, the election laws in Alabama are complicated. So as someone who's trained as a lawyer and has worked as a lawyer for 20 plus years now, I read through those laws and I found them to be very complicated. I had to make my own lists and charts in order to figure out how different things overlapped. And I don't think that's accidental. I think that that is part of an effort to create these barriers. But the problem is we don't provide good training for election officials. There's very little support for them when they are actually out in the field. And the manual that the Secretary of State's office publishes is incredibly dense and incredibly repetitive. And in talking particularly to precinct level workers, there was a lot of confusion about what they should require from voters, particularly voters who may show up either with a different type of ID than a driver's license or who may not be listed at a particular address but are still making a claim that they live in a precinct and are entitled to vote. There's a lot of confusion about what they should tell voters about provisional ballots, both when the voter has to cast a provisional ballot and what will happen if the voter doesn't bring sufficient proof of qualification within that allotted period by the state. speaking to some of the magistrate judges, there was some confusion and there was some frustration expressed over just how complicated these laws were. And the idea that these people would suddenly instantly be experts every time there was an election, I think is really problematic.
That's Jenny Carroll. She's chair of the Alabama State Advisory Committee to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. She spoke with WBHM's Gigi Duban. Later today, you can find a copy of the report at our website, wbhm.org.